And joining us now here at KMZU is Rebecca Walker. She's with the Carroll County FSA office. And first off, Rebecca, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
And we're going to talk today about the farm storage facility loans and how maybe they've changed here recently and maybe... in my opinion, a great improvement for area producers.
This regulation came out this summer. So before, we were only able to loan on grain bins and hay barns. Now we are able to loan on almost anything that's involved in the handling or storing process of grain. So we're now able to loan on augers and grain trailers. So anything like that that is involved in the handling of grain is now an eligible commodity for us to be able to loan on.
So it would be fair to say that this is kind of like another tool to put in the toolbox for area producers, right?
Yes. And the one thing about our loans is that we loan at the same rate as what the government can loan at. So we have a lot lower interest than what you would find at a bank or something. We just want to provide this service to producers that maybe are on the fence about buying something that could help their operation. They could come to us, and then we would be able to loan at less money and make them be able to cash flow this a little bit better.
And it's no secret, especially among producers, that commodity prices are kind of on the lower end right now. And I'll put that as gently as I possibly can. But with the grain prices being on that lower end, having that lower interest rate is pretty impactful, really, isn't it?
It's very impactful. I mean, now our loans, like if you were to buy an auger and you were to only, you could get a loan for like 3 years. So, I mean, it will save you money in the short term, maybe not in the long term, but to help you cash flow in that short term is what we're looking at right now.
Okay, gotcha. And so with these changes, they're ineffective now? They can do that now, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing that I will say is that, so if you're in the process of looking at an auger, come to our office because we have to be able to approve you before we can buy it. So if you've already bought an auger, we're not going to be able to do anything, but you do have to come get approval through us, which is not, it sounds like a lot of paperwork, but it's not that bad.
Okay. All right. But, and of course you guys there at the FSA office will be able to help them through it and that sort of deal.
Oh yeah. We'll be able to help you. Even if you don't come to Carroll County, any county office in the area would be able to help you with this. So this is not just a Carroll County thing. This is a whole nationwide thing. So we just want to be able to promote this product as much as we can.
Absolutely. And it is a good benefit, great benefit to area producers, especially with, you know, harvest is right on us, and that sort of deal. So if they want to get some new equipment, need some new equipment and things of that nature, time to stop by and see the folks at your FSA office. Now, is there any, this time of year is pretty busy for you guys there?
Yeah, we're getting ready for payments, CRP payments, and then there are projected to be ARC PLC payments as well. So just trying to get ready for those. So we're kind of busy, but we're not too busy to help you with this program. Right. So come on by, come see us. If you have any questions, come by. The Carroll County number is 660-542-8732. Or any other, and if you need transfer to any other county office, we'll be able to do that from there too.
And if folks had any questions or wanted to find out more information about the loans and loan rates and stuff like that, can they go online or anything like that to find that out?
Yeah, just go online, and they are kind of hard to find on the public website. But we have fact sheets. We have fact sheets that are.
Oh, you have them there at the office.
We have them at the office, and we'll be able to email it to you if you want. So.
Perfect. That's even better. That way they don't have to look.
Yeah, because it does take a while through the public page to find the fact sheets just because there's so many of them, and then to whittle it down to exactly what you want. So call us. We'll be able to help you. That way we can answer your questions right there.
Work smarter, not harder, right?
Yeah.
That's how that works, right? Yeah. All right. Again, we're joined by Rebecca Walker. She's with Carroll County FSA office. And again, Rebecca, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us. Any last message or anything else you want to get out there to the folks?
I just kind of wanted to say the interest rates so that way people understand how much lower that this is. So for a 3-year loan, it's 0.875%. For a 5-year loan is 1.125%. And then for a 7-year loan is 1.375%. So we're talking about, you know, pretty low interest rates. And so if you're on the fence about buying this certain equipment that you think is going to be able to help you with a, with harvest, which is what projected to be a pretty large harvest, come by, see us, see if we can help you out.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, those rates, especially with the fear that the Fed's going to raise the interest rates soon, mm-hmm. it'd be a good time to take advantage.
Yep.
Because those are based off, if I'm not mistaken, those are based off of that Fed rate too, sort of.
Mm-hmm. And but I will say this, our interest rates do change every month.
Every month, yep.
So be aware that what I just said, it's going to probably change the month of October and November. So nothing's ever written in stone. So just come by and see us if you have any questions.
Get it locked in now, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right. There you have it. Rebecca Walker, she's with Carroll County FSA office. And we always appreciate her time and get the information out there to help the producers here on 100.7 FM KMZU. I'm Nathan Steedley.